News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is commending the United States and Cuban governments for the re-establishment of diplomatic ties between both countries. Mrs. Simpson Miller says the Jamaican government welcomes the joint announcement in Washington and Havana Wednesday as she congratulated Presidents Barack Obama and Raul Castro on the historic development.
This represents courageous action by the governments of the United States and Cuba that will ultimately serve the best interest of the people of both countries. The normalization of the relationship between these two countries of the Americas is a victory for all the peoples of the Americas.
Mrs. Simpson Miller says Jamaica looks forward to the tangible benefits that the new engagement will bring for the Cuban people and the Caribbean region. A new board of management for the National Housing Trust, NHT, will be appointed next year. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller announced the decision to appoint a new board during a meeting of the National Council of the Partnership for Jamaica on Tuesday.
The partnership noted and accepted that the information provided by the Prime Minister that a new board for the National Housing Trust will be appointed when the life of the current board expires in April 2015.
Senator Faulkner was addressing a Jamaica House media briefing on Wednesday. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, will be increasing activity in resort areas to prevent tourist harassment and help ensure safety of the general public. Commissioner of Police Dr. Carl Williams says some members of the JCF will be reassigned to resort areas.
We want to ensure that we create an environment in which people can do their businesses lawfully, without harassment, and without any fear of victimization, to the extent that we can. We are aware of the importance of the tourism products, and we are doing everything to ensure that the resort areas are safe.
Dr. Williams was speaking at a meeting earlier this week to discuss security matters affecting the tourism sector. The meeting was held ahead of plans to launch an island-wide public education program in early 2015 to reduce incidents of tourist harassment. Meanwhile, the Jamaica Constabulary Force has received two new vehicles to boost its ability to provide traffic management and security along the north-south leg of Highway 2000. The vehicles were donated by the management of the China Harbor Engineering Company, CHEC.
These vehicles are two of a total of six vehicles being provided by CHEC for the North-South Highway project to facilitate the police providing security during the construction. And also, even after the construction, these assets will be available for the police to continue to provide security to the users of the highway.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting speaking at a ceremony to hand over the vehicles Thursday. And the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, is reiterating its call for Jamaicans to conserve on energy. Information and Corporate Affairs Manager at the PCJ, Camille Taylor, says consumers must remain vigilant about energy consumption even as they enjoy the festivities associated with the Christmas season.
We know that Christmas is a high energy usage time, and people are decorating a lot more, they're plugging in on a lot more lights, they're entertaining more, they're cooking more, and so energy bills tend to go up in December. So while we don't want to dampen the season, you still need to conserve and use energy wisely.
Ms. Taylor says while there may be a reduction in the price of oil, Jamaicans should continue to practice energy conservation. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Oroya Eubanks.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.